Welcome to Sith Talkers, the Star Wars podcast. I'm your host, Mike. Joined by my real-life brother.
Brother.
Welcome to episode 91, General Grievous.
You all right? You okay there?
Yeah, I'm just General Grievous.
Hey, man, are you all right? You're getting old. Are you have respiratory problems?
No, it's General Grievous. He coughs.
Oh, I don't know who that is. He only had like 5 minutes of screen time. Can you explain his character? Because
Here we go. All right, Sith Talkers. Welcome to episode 91 with the Sith Talkers this week. I just want to thank everybody so much for hanging out with us this week. So really quickly, if you like what you're hearing, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on Stitcher. If you're a new listener, welcome. We love you. Welcome to the Sith Talkers.
Yeah, he loves you. We're Sith Talkers. One of us has to hate you. I bet you can't guess which one.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I bet they can't guess which one. But, you know, if you like us, you know, give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. Give us a good review. You know, download the podcast. Tell all your friends. If you like us, follow us on all our social medias, at Sith Talkers, on Instagram, on the Twitter, on Facebook. Shoot me an email, SithTalkers@gmail.com.
Could that get any longer?
All right, now that we got that out of the way, but welcome all the new listeners. If you're new, we welcome you again.
Why are you talking to new listeners like they're fucking a five...
Listeners, this is how we talk, okay? Now, you listen here. If you're here for this sexy voice, then you come to the right place.
Unbelievable.
Sounds suggestive enough for you?
Hey, brother.
Yeah.
Really quickly here. So you know what we do at the beginning, Sith Talkers. Lando always does something. Well, this week, I'm going to do what I did last week. Now, it's not going to be guarantee. I'm going to do the same thing.
I thought he said it wasn't going to be gay.
But Lando's got another song. I actually, on Instagram, I snapped a little screenshot of my first verse, rough draft of my first verse that I did, to see, and people were just like, I didn't know people wrote in Arbrush. I guess that's how bad my handwriting is. But that's okay. I got a song.
Is that a nerd joke?
Yes, a nerd joke? It's Arbrish, Star Wars language.
Is that like Klingon?
That's Live Long and Prosper, Spock. Like, come on, man. Anyways, I got a song.
Yeah.
So we're going to start out with my song. In light of this week's episode, because I talked to, this is my last week of vacation, sadly. I'll be back at work next week. But I got to talk to some people through Instagram message, and so the show this week, the two topics are straight from listeners, which I love. And one of them was about General Grievous. So I figured we'd do a, so the main topic would be General Grievous today. And I wrote a song called General Grievous.
Wow. Holy shit, the creativity pouring from you right now
is unbelievable. All right, so here we go. Here we go, Sith Talkers. Yeah. Music time with Lando is going to start off the show. All right, here we go. General Grievous, well, you know he wants to be. He wants to be a Jedi kid, a General Grievous. That's what I call him. Cause me and General Grievous, cause me and General Grievous are thick as thieves. And so I taught him, yes, I taught him everything he knows. Now watch him go, Jedi killer. Oh my god.
What is happening?
I don't know.
I want to like a thousand miles and a
whole. Take two. All right, Sith Talkers, so here's my song this week, General Grievous. Here we go.
Can't wait.
General, General Grievous, well, you know he wants to be. He wants to be a Jedi killer, General Grievous. Why do I keep hitting the wrong note? It's B. It's B major, not B minor.
You've got to keep all of this in. This is rich shit.
All right, here we go. Take three. All right,
General Grievous. Oh.
All right, Sith Talkers, here's Lando's song this week, General Grievous. Here we go.
Wow. Super good.
General Grievous, well, you know he wants to be. He wants to be a Jedi killer, General Grievous. That's what I call him. Cause me and General Grievous, cause me and General Grievous are thick as thieves. And so I taught him. I taught him everything I know, and now watch him go be a Jedi killer, Grievous. Cause I wish I had 500 students like General Grievous. I would teach 500 more just to be the man who taught General Grievous everything he knows means so much more. Cause I'm Dooku, cause I'm Dooku, cause I'm Count Dooku. Cause I'm Dooku, Lord Tyrannus. I'm Lord Tyrannus. I have a saber. Yes, I have a lightsaber. It's curved and it's red and beautiful. But it's me. It's me and General Grievous. Cause me and General Grievous are two peas. Cause I wish I had General Grievous, dude, and like General Grievous, I would teach 500 more just to be the man who taught General Grievous everything he knows means so much more. Me Grievous, Dooku and General Grievous, it's Dooku and General Grievous, it's Dooku and General Grievous two peas. General Grievous, General Grievous, General Grievous, General Grievous, General Grievous, I love General Grievous.
General Grievous.
I hate that song.
Sith Talkers, let me know
below. I hate
below.
That song. Not your song.
Oh,
your
okay.
song is fine.
Hey, let me know.
I hate that song.
Let me know if you like General Grievous.
I like
That's
General.
My nickname for him, General Grievous.
Yeah. I feel like you owe me money for saying two P's, but I like the General Grievous.
You don't have copyright. It's me and General Grievous are two P's, you know, like two P's in a pod. It's an expression.
Yeah. You owe me $50.
Oh, boy. You know what I owe you? You know
bucks.
What I owe you?
$50.
Dick time with Lando. Who's got the biggest dick?
Me.
Who's got the biggest dick? Versus Star Wars character, who has the biggest dick? All right, so I got a special one this week. Because it don't have to be human characters, because I believe these are characters in Star Wars. We have Kylo Ren's lightsaber versus Darth Vader, Lord Vader's lightsaber! All right, who's got the biggest dick?
Darth Vader.
No, of course. I knew you were going to say it, because you know I'm going to pick Kylo's. Kylo's has got the handlebars on the side, and it right, shoots out of the sides, too.
Here's the problem. Yeah, that's my thing. So
got
here's
the cross
problem.
Guard. Garden, right?
Right? Here's the problem.
Cross guard.
The problem with that is that the problem with that is his lightsaber is unstable.
Yeah, it's
so
unstable.
It's unstable dick.
Yeah.
Now, I challenge you to go look at the hilt of each. Do you notice how girthy Vader's hilt is? You know what I'm saying? It's girthy as shit. And like, look at Vader's hilt. It's got the black studs on. So for, you know, ribbed for his or her pleasure. I don't judge. It's a girthy hilt.
Yeah, but Kylo's would like go in, and then it's got the cross guard.
It's thin. Look at it. It's pencil. If you compare the two, it's a no brainer. You got thick, throbbing hilts of Vader's versus little teeny overcompensated Kylo.
What was that?
That was my history. Yes.
No, it's
look
like
at the hilts. Cut off. Kylo. Look it up. Wait,
what do you say? I'm Kylo, right? Because I'm skinny, and you're Darth Vader because you're thicker, right? Is that where this is going? Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
I'm Kylo because I'm skinny. You're Vader because you're thick. Is that it?
That's it. I have the bigger dick.
That's it.
Thank you.
Oh my god. All right, Sith Talkers. You let us know who has the biggest dick. Who's got the biggest lightsaber in the galaxy? Kylo Ren.
I'm being serious.
Or Darth Vader.
Think about the hilt. The hilt is thicker and bigger on Vader's.
The cross guards.
Look it up.
Cross guard.
Wow, this is actually pissing
Kylo,
me off.
Cross guard.
Bigger.
Cross guard for your pleasure.
No. Okay, fine. Hey, if you have that tagline, I tell you what. You let us know by going on Instagram on Sith Talkers and putting hashtag cross guard for her pleasure or hashtag ribbed for his pleasure.
There you go. All right.
How dare you go against Darth Vader?
What do you mean, how dare I?
How dare you?
Kylo Ren has a much cooler lightsaber.
We're not talking about cooler. Hey, listen. I'm sure Jason Momoa has a cooler penis, but Ron Jeremy's is bigger. Okay?
Oh boy.
Your question is for size, not for coolness.
Yeah, Kylo's has the bigger saber.
Oh my god.
That's it?
No.
And this has been
Dick Tom, Dick Tom, and Lando.
So there you go, Sith Talkers. Dick Time and Lando. Who's got the biggest dick? Kylo Ren's lightsaber or Darth Vader's lightsaber? Right now, I would like to take the time to welcome one of our new sponsors.
We have new sponsors.
Want that smooth and silky taste?
Ew.
I know when my thirst sense goes off, there's only one thing that I want.
Come.
Blue milk! Creamy, pale blue. If you don't believe me, see what people from around the galaxy have to say.
Come? What? Ew.
See what people from around the galaxy have to say.
Share your deep load of cum.
No, what are you doing? No, no, stick to the script. We gave you a script. Read it.
There's a script?
All right. If you don't believe me, see what people from around the galaxy have to say.
You know, when my mom and dad were dying of cancer, I thought to myself, man, I could never be happy again. And then, I found Blue Milk.
Does your tummy hurt? Are you depressed? Bad day? Well, a cup of Blue Milk will turn that frown upside down. Just ask Eric.
Hi there. Before Blue Milk, my voice sounded like this.
Hello!
But now after Blue Milk, my voice sounds like sweet, luscious love. Thank you, Blue Milk.
This ad was approved by Eric. All right. That is our sponsor.
The fuck are you finding these sponsors?
Blue Milk. Does a body good.
Yeah. Holy shit.
How come that wasn't in there? I don't know how much of that's going to make it on there, but I guess somebody had a script. They didn't follow it. But
Eric sounded sexy, though.
He did, because he sounded like a complete jackass last week, but this week he sounded suave.
Yeah.
So, unless it's a different Eric. But
I mean, you know, there is more than one Eric in the world, or universe, or
yeah,
whatever.
You're right.
Why did Luke drink the Blue Milk so vulgarly in the new ones? Why? You know what I mean? You remember what I'm talking about. He had he like juiced the bitch, and then he like,
that's
fucking...
That's the green milk in the last
one. Oh, why was it so vulgar? Yeah, but it was in his beard and shit. Like,
because he was trying to get Ray, like, away. Right? He was Grumpy Luke. Grumpy Luke.
We're never going to stop talking about this. We're going to be 50. I'll be 50 and you'll be dead. But we're
oh, boy.
Am I supposed to do something?
Oh, God. Here we go again. Yes!
Lando's like cueing me into... So for pot, listen, for those that are listening, Lando's cueing me to do something. I don't know what I'm supposed to cue to do.
I texted you earlier. This is just like last week, right? We do the song, we do dick time, and then you bring up a quick topic, we do the main topic, and then we'll probably go into a different topic, and then we end the show. Okay. Now here we go. Ready?
I got it.
Take two. All right. So yeah, you know, we'll be talking about Luke Skywalker forever.
Yep. Ha. So what you watching on Netflix?
What?
You told me to come up with a topic. I don't know what to do. You put me in the spot.
I texted it to you earlier.
Shit.
Oh my God.
Hold on. You texted it to me.
Yes.
I got it. No, I don't got it.
Oh my God.
We're talking about the new logo?
No, but there is a new logo
or banner.
Check it out. It's pretty cool.
Oh, okay. I don't know what to ask. You didn't send me a clear enough message.
Oh boy. I have to go to the text. Your talking point for the podcast. .. Does that help you?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, hold on. 8:44 a.m.
Why would you text me so early in the morning? Okay. I see it. I'm ready.
Take three. All right, so we'll be definitely talking about Luke
Skywalker.
Man,
Iron Man. What?
What?
All right, I swear I'm ready this time. Sorry.
Take
Go ahead.
Four. All right, so you already know we'll be talking about Luke Skywalker for forever.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Anyway. Oh. So, okay, yeah. I got a quick topic.
Yeah.
Quick.
Yeah, what is
Only
it, brother?
I read this shit somewhere. I didn't. No one texted to me. Did you hear that? There's a. Is it a rumor that Robert Downey Jr. Is going to be in The Mandalorian?
Possibly season three.
I got a credible source.
8:44 a.m.
How did you know that shit, man? Regular fucking Miss Cleo over there. This is what there, you huh?
get. I can't make this up. You're not going to get this anywhere else, Sif Talkers. Anyways, okay, so yes. Thank you, brother, for bringing up your topic before we go into the main topic.
I like to do a lot of research for this
topic. Robert Downey Jr. is rumored to be in talks because, dude, Jon Favreau's is right, his guy. He is rumored to be in Mandalorian season 3, right? Just rumored he could be anything. So I just want to know what your thoughts was on that. If you,
I think he's going to be Snoke.
All right. We're just how could this like go so wrong?
I don't know, man. It's just the things I research, okay? Don't get on me for my topics, you dick. Jesus.
Sorry. It was your topic.
Thank you.
All right. I don't think he's going to be Snoke, but we'll see.
Could be.
Could be. He could be a villain. He could be one of the new villains of season 3. That would be cool, because normally we've seen Robert Downey Jr. as a hero, Iron Man. So, you know, that's why I think it'd be cool. Even though we do still have Moff Gideon.
Gus.
Yes.
Yep.
Moff Gideon. So, but it'd be cool if they introduced him. Like, Bo-Katan still could be villain-ish.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, and, yeah. They played her kind of both ways, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. So, and then you could have Robert Downey Jr. Dude, he could be a Mandalorian. And it's like the Iron Man suit.
Hey, man, this is their time. If Disney owns it all, right? Oh, it's their time to mix it. Iron Man fucking comes out of some space time continuum and just drops fucking it. That's the real thing. He just drops in as Iron Man, right?
He takes
fucking
the
Mandalorian's
saber.
Like, damn, bro.
He takes the Darksaber and he's the ruler of Mandalore.
Fuck yeah.
And
oh, he takes the Darksaber and then goes back and kills Thanos. And then never dies, right? Like, it corrects everything.
Oh, boy. Oh boy. I love it. I love it. All right. So hey, Sif Talkers, what do you guys think about the possibility of Robert Downey Jr. Being in the Mandalorian season 3? I thought it was really interesting. You know, what role do you think he could play in the Mandalorian? I think he'd be a cool Mandalorian. Like he's that older, right? He's like your older Mandalorian that they find somewhere. He's been like in hiding or something. Who knows, right? That mentor role.
He could also just as easily play someone from like the Empire. Like they send this guy over from the Empire as a high ranking general or something.
Yeah. He's the one who is Moff's superior.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I mean, Disney won't do that, but yeah.
I don't know. All right. So anyways.
Because we all know if they cast a Moff superior based off of Disney's rules, it's going to have to be a woman.
I was just about to say it'll have to be a female. Even though I love the female officer that they had The Mandalorian with Moff. The female officer was like fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah. Anyway. Oh, that would be cool. What if it was fucking what's her face from the second movie? Hodor.
It's Holdo, number one. Hold doors from Game of Thrones.
Have we talked about that I would fuck Hodo?
Yes, we have gone over this.
I just want to make sure we're clear.
We're very clear.
All right.
You got Holdo.
Yeah.
I have.
Now, I bet you would like Poe's girlfriend in the third one.
Oh, Zori.
She's
yes.
cute. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. There's Lando's choice. Zori Bliss.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. I almost forgot about her.
I'd still fuck Leia.
She was only in the movie for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Like the main topic today, General Grievous.
What is the main topic exactly?
So it's General Grievous. And like, once again, this is just, I was talking with a listener on Instagram.
Who?
I'm about to go to it.
Who? Who is this person? Huh? I don't know why I'm so aggressive. I'm sorry for the person.
Yeah, you're about to turn into like a mob boss or something. Jeez, Jesus Christ.
Hey, hey, hey. Who is it, huh? I give you 4 fucking seconds. Now listen here. I'm not the one you gotta worry about. It's my brother over there on the other screen. He's the fucking crazy one. You know how I know? Because he's fucking quiet. Yo, he doesn't fucking say anything.
Vinny, Vinny. I'll give you cement shoes if you don't shut the fuck up, Vinny. Okay? Capiche?
Yeah, my bad, Tom.
Okay. All right, Vinny. Okay, so I was talking with... Why am I talking like this?
I don't know.
It's Zach Brock 93.
Hi, Zach.
He is a gentleman who made our one of our.
Know if you're a gentleman, you could be a dick.
No, he's a very, very cool guy. He's the one who made our.
First off, I didn't say that dicks can't be cool. Why did you assume that if you're a dick, you're not a cool guy?
He's the one who made our.
I'm not arguing that he made the banner. I'm just saying dicks can be cool. You have an entire song dedicated to dicks. Aha! Oh, argue that! Uh-huh. I don't know why not doing it to be a fresh man. Would you like a croissant?
Tibby.
Got it.
Anyways, Zach Brock 93. We were talking on Instagram.
Never trust someone with 2 first names.
Anyways, this is what he said. So, think of this.
Did he actually say so at the beginning?
Yes!
Shut the fuck up!
I'm reading this verbatim.
Shut the fuck up!
Why?
You guys are like long-lost twins.
Oh, God. All right. Sorry, Zach. Here, let me try this one more time. So, think of this. What if we had General Grievous in episode 2 and see how him became the powerful droid general? Like, see the transformation.
It's not a droid.
And have the general we know come at the end during the Battle of Geonosis, killing Jedis because he is known for being a Jedi hunter and killer. And instead of Jango dying, have Grievous and Windu fight, showing Windu crushing Grievous's lungs, causing the cough. And have Jango live to have him play a more dominant role in episode 3.
Okay, so hold on. That's a lot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why it's the main topic.
Okay.
Yeah.
So okay, for you two lovebirds. So the beginning of that, we're talking before he becomes more droid.
Time out, brother.
Don't you fucking time out me.
Time out. General Grievous, formerly known as Qui-Min Jash Shilal. He's a Kalish male warlord who served as a commanding officer in the military of the Confederacy of the Independent Systems during the last years of the Galactic Republic. A native of the planet Kali, Grievous sustained several injuries that required extensive repair by the time of the Clone Wars, willingly submitting to a procedure that rendered him more machine than organic. He became a living weapon, granting him lightning-quick reflexes and devastating strength. Although he is neither Jedi or Sith, nor even sensitive of power of the Force, Grievous was a skilled lightsaber duelist, having trained in the art of the lightsaber under the fallen Jedi Master turned Sith Lord, Count Dooku. There you go. So there's just a little background on General Grievous. So now what Zach Brock 93 is saying, what if Grievous was in episode 2, and we saw him before he was a machine, so we saw him as the Kalish species. And we saw him turn into the droid that we know of in episode 3.
Anybody else at home, just that was the most nerdiest explanation for the same thing I said. I literally said, hey, so are we going to start with him before he's a cyborg? You go, oh, no, wait. I got to tell you about his fucking background. Are we going to talk about his mom and dad while we're at it?
No.
Son of Kalish, mother and father.
All right. So, but what he wants is...
What's his name? Qui-Min?
Yeah.
Qui-Min. All right. Well, hold on. We got to... So, to answer that, we got to start off right. When did he have to become... a droid? Is that not known? Are we he just
sustained injuries, right? Just like Vader, he sustained injuries. And
a lot of fucking
injuries,
and though,
they had to make him mechanical. Just, dude, like, Grievous is a foreshadow of Anakin, of Vader, right? More machine than man.
Yeah, because in his synopsis, it literally does say, it says that Grievous became a cyborg following a gruesome shuttle crash.
Yes.
That almost killed him.
So there you go.
But it doesn't give you a time frame on that. So I guess we could
say. Well, no, but that's what we're saying. I mean, but if it was in the.
Are we going to say we're changing that?
We could. So okay,
yes. Can we just, for sake of argument, so what I'm saying is, before we get into this, can for sake of argument, we say we're going to change Grievous's story?
Yes.
All right, let's go.
Yeah, that's what the main topic is. We're talking about General Grievous, and what if we could do more with him?
Okay.
What if General Grievous got his, right? Because he was like he was a warlord, a commanding officer. And like, yeah, what if he joined the Separatists? And what if a Jedi caused all of his injuries with a lightsaber or whatnot? He became more machine, learned the Jedi arts with Count Dooku. And that's why he's so hell bent on being a Jedi killer, because a Jedi caused his injuries. But Zach Brock, that's just Lando's. Right? 2 cents. But Zach Brock 93 wants Mace and Grievous to fight. And he wants Mace to crush his lungs, giving Grievous the cough that we get in episode 3. Like, he wants all this to happen in episode 2. He wants Grievous to be in episode 2. But kind of get a backstory. So as the crappy love story is going on, we get the story of General Grievous turning into machine, and then him fighting Mace at the end of the movie, and Mace crushing his lungs, Grievous fleeing, and then showing up in episode 3 when we see him with the cough. Mace gave him the cough. And then he also wants Jango to survive. Because, right, Mace wouldn't have fought Jango, he would have came down and fought Grievous and crushed his lungs.
So no one would have killed Jango.
Yes. See, and that opens up another big can of worms. Because now Bulba still has Jango.
And he doesn't become a bounty hunter. That wasn't Jango's... That's not the life he wanted for his kid.
We don't know that.
No, Jango wanted one untapped to have a... He didn't train his son to be a bounty hunter. He passed it down
to him. Whatever, his son was shooting Obi-Wan in the fucking Slave One in episode 2. What are you talking about? Fire! Right? Come on.
Yeah, protect himself.
Oh boy.
It's like Carl. Yeah, you didn't want Carl to fucking...
Bulba still would have became a bounty hunter if Jango would have survived.
Wrong!
Sith Talkers, what do you think? Would Bulba Fett still become one of the deadliest bounty hunters in the galaxy if Jango lived?
Wrong.
So, I like it. I actually, like I said, I think a Jedi...
All right. I don't mind it.
What do you think?
The way I would do it now, if we're talking about redoing Grievous's story a bit, all right, I got one then. Fine. So this is thank you, Zach. You just gave me inspiration.
Yeah, see?
For my own way of changing stuff. So what if, because so we follow Grievous, right, in his human form. And we get to see more of that background in the second movie, like you guys are saying. I like that idea.
Yeah.
We get to see Dooku train him.
Yes.
In his human form, right? Ooh. And in the many styles of battle lightsaber, right? And then he survived, and then that's really it. Like, the whole second, he's in the second movie, mainly it's just him training, I guess, introducing to the character. It's maybe a little bit ominous, like a horror movie where you don't quite see him, right? But he's there. He's human form. And then the start of the third movie, once we know that Anakin is finally like going into the dark side, right? We're going to say Anakin's more into the dark side earlier in the third movie. Anakin's first test to become Sith Lord Darth Vader. He tests him by pinning him against in a one-on-one duel with General Grievous, trained by Dooku, which is known to be one of the best lightsaber duelists in all the galaxy.
Agreed.
Bar Mace Windu, right? And they fight, and that's when he's like, finish him. So Anakin finishes him, and we think Grievous is dead.
And
But it gets reconstructed into General Grievous.
Oh, and I like General Grievous
becomes Anakin's like number one person that goes and fucks everything up for him, hunts the Jedi with Anakin.
So General Grievous lives.
Lives, hunts with Anakin, and then we get this new Obi-Wan show, and that's the bad guy.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Huh?
That would be, no, that's... Bravo, bravo.
All because of you, Zach. I would have, that literally got sparked because of his...
Well, theory. No, he said he was playing some video games with his buddies, and they were talking about it, and he sent me that message, and I was just like, holy shit, that's like a really good idea. Like, well, right?
In fairness, Grievous is such a good character.
He's a really cool character.
Not
yeah.
Dived into well enough, I think. Or the fact that they say the reason he's mostly droid is a shuttle crash. It's just,
yeah.
I would definitely prefer him having some reason to be reconstructed, either via Jedi or what have
you. And he's a brilliant, it says he's a brilliant military strategist. Like, you're right. It's like Thrawn. Dude, like Thrawn's like supposed to be like the smartest strategic right person in the Empire, like ever. You know, besides Palpatine, obviously, yeah. But yeah. I like super, like, you know, super intelligent villains, I guess. You know?
Yeah, sure. Why not? I loved, we're at Hannibal. That's why Hannibal's so good.
Yeah. I agree. So Sith Talkers, what do you guys think? What if General Grievous, what's your version? Let me know. Do you think he lived? Like my brother says, do you think he lives out of episode 3 and joins Anna? Dude, that is an amazing idea. Huh. Grievous joins Anakin. It's his right-hand man, yeah. You know, and you got to remember
too, because if he joins him and he becomes Vader, then you can tie in Ahsoka into having to fight General Grievous.
So you didn't watch the animated shows, but like you met, what's his name at the convention? He was one of the Sith Inquisitors, Malfoy's dad. He plays one of the Sith Inquisitors in Star Wars Rebels. So the Sith Inquisitors were Jedi hunters. So imagine if Grievous was still around. Right? Because that's in between episode 3 and episode 4. All right, Sith Talkers. So what do you guys, once again, think about General Grievous? Do you have any theories or any, alternative plans for General Grievous? Let us know. Let us know in the comments. Really quickly, just another. I was talking to a newer listener, brother, Gina B, on Instagram. Gina. So this was her message. I'm currently binge listening to your podcast because I came across it about a month ago or so. I'm to the November 3rd, 2019, also known as episode 28, and you're talking about Hayden Christensen and the Force Ghost, because when Anakin Skywalker died, but I don't think that's what it was. I think he came back as that Force Ghost because that was the last time he was considered a Jedi. He wasn't a Jedi. When he was Darth Vader, he was a Sith. P.S. Love the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and I go on. Me and her, we talked for about an hour about like Reylo and Kylo and Rise of Skywalker. We talked about all kinds of stuff. But like, I wanted to talk about the Force Ghost because she brings up a good point. I don't think it's something we've ever said that. I've always said that's when he died as Anakin. He died as Anakin at that moment and became Darth Vader. So when he got redeemed, he was Anakin. That's the last time he was Anakin Skywalker. So that's the vision of him.
I'll disagree. I'm going to disagree. I'll respectfully disagree with you, Matt.
No, but she's saying that's the last time he was a Jedi.
Right.
I still think he was a Jedi in Return of the Jedi.
I disagree with both of you right now, though.
What?
Hear me out. I agree with your original sentiment when you said
when he died.
I think when Anakin Skywalker died, as Obi-Wan states in the movie, that's why we see him at that age. The reason why I disagree with both of you, I don't think he was a Jedi at the end, and I don't think he was a Jedi then. I don't think he was ever really a Jedi. I don't think he ever fulfilled being a Jedi. He always had anger in his heart. He always second-guessed everything Jedi way. He's constantly broke Jedi rules. Constantly.
He was a Jedi Knight. Rules. He was. Had the title. He did. He did.
He had the title, but he broke the rules, man. He was like a crooked cop.
He did. He cut off Dooku's head. Do it.
He fucked. Okay? Like, pretty big deal as a Jedi. You're not supposed to be fucking.
Attachment.
You see my point, though, right? Like, you could argue. You can make an argument.
Well, I just like that she views it as Jedi Sith, and I don't think we've ever viewed it as Jedi Sith. We always said he died.
Yes.
Right? Well, moment.
I feel like we're insinuating that. I still like the only reason I like the death thought is because Obi-Wan says it himself. And I know it's supposed to be metaphorical, but it could be both metaphorical and literal. Anakin Skywalker died.
I still like my version. A Jedi can present himself any way he seems fit. And I just think the way he presents himself is the way you're going to recognize him the most. Which backfires on my point in Return of the Jedi, because when Luke takes Vader's helmet off, he should project himself as an older version, because that's the version Luke saw. He didn't see young. He has never seen young Anakin Skywalker visually.
Correct.
But visually, he saw old man Anakin in the
screen. Hey, this is where so real quick, this is where we get into the plot hole business, and Star Wars has got plenty of them, but this one pisses me off.
You had to connect the movies. I get it.
I understand, but my point is to what you're saying about the whole visual and this and that. Well, then by that regard, why is anyone hearing Ewan McGregor's voice? Because none of them heard Ewan McGregor's voice. None of them heard the 30-year-old voice. Everyone heard the 60-year-old voice. Like, right?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Then why didn't young Obi-Wan appear to Luke in...
Because it should be old. Because to your point... Just like
he's
you think that
seen
the,
him.
Yes, I. That's right. That's
the memory he has of Obi-Wan. So that's what he would see. Luke's memory of Vader would be what he just saw. So
Yeah, and then yes.
So the Sebastian Shaw would make more sense in Return of the Jedi.
Yes. Yes.
But
I
connecting,
agree with what
but connecting all six movies at the time.
Yeah.
You put Hayden in there to connect the prequels with the original trilogy. All right, Sif Talkers. So let us know, you know, what you think about Anakin Skywalker's Force Ghost. I know we've discussed this, but like she kind of gave me Gina. And once again, Gina, thank you so much for checking us out and binge watching us. And hopefully one of these days you will get to episode 91 and you'll get to hear you. And you're, you know, us talking about Star Wars and me bringing it up on the podcast. Hey, everybody, Sif Talkers out there, if anybody wants to, you know, message me on Instagram, you know, go ahead. We can talk some Star Wars. Got any ideas or what ifs or, you know, or anything. I love it, man. You guys help me, you know, give me topics for the podcast. I love it. I love it. So, Gina B, thank you very much. Thank you for being one of our female
That's kind of creepy a bit, you know? Hey, Gina.
Thanks for being our female girl.
I feel like by the time you get to this, listeners. I feel like by the time you get to this episode, we're all going to be good friends, so I could be creepy. What's up, bro?
What's up, Gina?
All right, Sif Talkers. So we're going to wrap it up today, but let me know, you know,
Gina.
What you think
of...
Oh, boy. All right, Sif Talkers. Let me know what you think about General Grievous. And let me know what you think about Anakin Skywalker's Force Ghost. And let me know what you think about Robert Downey Jr. possibly being in The Mandalorian.
I think that rumor's bullshit.
What? Then why didn't you say that at the beginning of the show?
You don't dictate how I think, huh?
All right, Sif Talkers. This has been episode 91. General... Grievous! I've been your host as always, Mike. La, la, la. Fernando, joined by my real life brother.
His brother.
And may the force be with you, Sith Talkers. All right. So, hey, you know, till the enders. I put out an impromptu trailer reaction video this past week about the High Republic. The High Republic trailer. And let's just say I got some thumbs down on it. There's a lot of people that aren't too high on the High Republic.
Or just you.
So I want to know, till the enders, what do you think of the High Republic? Thumbs up, thumbs down. It's all the new comics and books about 100 years before the Phantom Menace. And we already know there's more masters, grand masters, than just Yoda. That was kind of, you know, thrown out there since these comics and books have come out. So I'm just real curious. I got a few thumbs down, and I'm guessing some people don't really care about the High Republic. So I was just curious. What do you think, brother? You don't even fucking know what it is. Watch my reaction video.
All right, I'm gonna watch it right now.
Oh boy.
I'm gonna watch it right now. No, I'm gonna watch it right now. I'm going to YouTube. I am maximizing YouTube. I'm a subscriber, so I'm gonna go to my subscription page. And right there, I see it. Three minutes, 14 seconds.
Thank you guys for hanging out with us this week. Check out some podcast clips, trailer reactions. On our YouTube channel. That's where you'll find clips of the show, of the podcast. And until next week, Sith Talkers, we are out.
Whoa, that's a creepy-ass looking creature. It's got tentacles coming out of them. You know what's really weird is I'm watching you, watching me, watching you watching a trailer. That's some fucked up shit. You know? Whoa, there's like lions and shit.
Lions, tigers, and bears. Oh my.
Oh. The horses.
Space horses?
Space horses.
They're back, ladies and gentlemen.
They're back. You are so attentive to. You're like just watching it,
dude. It just dropped. Yeah, it's the first time I watched it.
Just, it's funny. You're just like focused.
I mean, it came out that day. Like I literally watched it and threw it up on YouTube. Yeah. All
right. It's like, I actually thought it looked cool, you dick. You were like, "Oh, what are your thoughts? You're gonna be it looked cool. I like it. I'm excited.
I thought it looked cool too, but some people don't think so.
Wow, you got three thumbs down on that video.
Told you.
Jesus.
Look at the comment.
Wow, cheers. The trailer looked like something that crawled out of my unwashed sphincter. What?
That's what I'm telling you, man.
Best comment I've ever seen.
I can't make it up, man. Can't make that shit up.
I mean, first off, Ibrahim Ass Candy is his name. All right, I need that to be Ibrahim Ass Candy is the person that commented. Wash your ass candy. All right. God. I'm so happy I came here and watched this. If not just for Ibrahim Ass Candy.
Oh, shit.
I'm gonna thumbs up. There you go. You got 8 thumbs up now. I'm thumbs up and ask Andy's comment too. Holy shit. Oh my god. That was awesome. Oh, hey, you ever wonder, isn't that kind of a dick thing? If you think about it, you know, Jedi's always looking at people that aren't Jedi's and saying, may the force be with you, and they're not force sensitive. You ever think that pisses somebody off? You know what I mean? You're casually going about your day, right? You're just an honest smuggler making your way. But, you know, you had dreams ever since being a child to become a fucking Jedi, right? But you can't because you're not force sensitive. You don't have it in you. It's just not there. You're not fucking Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. You didn't win a golden ticket. And some asshole Jedi, like, helps you and just hey guy may the force be with you.
Yeah, but it's
you're like, fuck you, dude. You know what I'm saying?
To be like you know, farewell, goodbye.
But you understand what I'm saying.
Like, I know what you're saying.
Right?
Yeah, Finn.
Wow. Sorry. Wow.
Sorry.
Oh my God. Wow. Finn. Classic. Hey, how about this? New Sith Talkers, thing. Ready?
May the normal be with you. Always. Think about it.
Hey, brother! Yeah. I have the best logo tagline of all time.
Yes.
Say it, brother.
Yes.
Say it.
Yes.
Brother.
Yes.
It begins with the letter.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now say it.
Okay.
This is what everybody wants anyways.
Yes.
So you say the catchphrase, and we will sign off, and I will get Kylo's lightsaber out of my ass. Okay, let's do it. Say it.
Yes.
Brother.
Yes.
It begins with the letter.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes, oh.
Yes. Yeah.
First word. Two syllables.
Yeah.
Oh. Last letter. K. All right, so here we go. All right. So, brother. Okay.
Yeah.
Tell him the best catchphrase of all time.
Okay, I'm ready. Ready?
All right, here we go. Sith talkers. Tidarian talkers. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, the best catchphrase of all time. Brother.
Obituary knowledge.
No!
You said okay.
No.
Two words.
No, two syllables. First word, two syllables.
Oh.
Second word, two. Okay, brother. First word begins with O. Yeah. Second word begins with S, like Saboba.
yes, I know now.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
All right, brother, the best catchphrase of the new year, 2021, the best catchphrase of all time.
Yeah. Denny's.
Oh, brother, where is the O? Where is the S? I guess there is an S in Denny's. No, but no, there's no O in Denny's.
Don't we speak Tidarian?
Yes, brother, we speak Tidarian, but... The first word, oh.
Yes, I got this. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, what though?
Yes.
Can we go to the outback steak?
That's it, brother!
What?
Yes!
What? What?
Yes! Finally!
What?
Chicken on the Barbie!
Chicken on the Barbie! Okay, now, let's go back to the word. Starts with O, ends with K,
yes.
Two syllables.
Saboba.
Yes.
Second word.
Saboba. Uh-huh.
You read the pod racer.
Yes.
Okay. Ends. Then it ends with the letter E. Yes. E.
Okay.
Here we go. The best catchphrase of the Tidarians.
Okay, Saboba E.
I like it, brother.
Yeah.
But it's wrong.
No.
Let me give you a hint. You like to go there.
Outback Steakhouse.
Yes!
We go there.
We're going, brother. We're going to get the chicken on the Barbie.
Yes, the chicken on the Barbie.
Yes.
Okay, I need to figure out this word first, though. It's driving me insane. Start with O. Sabava in the middle. E at the end. Not before we. O and I carry the vowel. I'm ready.
Brother.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. One more clue. Begins with O.
O. End with K. Begin with Sabalba.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
End with E.
Except after C.
Yes. Okay. I will just tell you the first word.
Okay.
Half of the first word.
Yes.
Yes. Out.
Yes. Out.
Okay. Okay. Here we go. Here we go. Okay. The best Tidarian catchphrase of all time, brother.
Out the back steakhouse.
I thought it was Denny's.
Oh.
All right, here we go. All right.
Lightsaber. It's bullshit. This lightsaber is clearly smaller.
What are you trying to do? Look up the dims?
No! I'm just looking them both up, and I'm gonna fucking you're gonna see.
I mean, what is this?
This TikTok got me to this time. No, here's Darth Vader. Look at this. You can't. There's no fucking way.
You can't look at anything because this is podcast. So.
Okay, well, fuck you. It's girl. I'm looking at it right now.
I can post dick time on YouTube again.
Perfect. You know what? Post both hilts. Post both.
I will.
Hilts. Good. This is the most invested I've ever been in dick time. I'm so invested.
All right.
One.
Anyways,
I'm gonna post it on fucking Two Piece. Which one? Goddamn Kylo Ren's lightsaber. So invested in this right now.
Ooh, I like it. See. See, even after almost 2 years, I could still get to brother with dick time. There you go. But right now, I would like to take a moment.
My favorite thing in Star Wars, which is the goddamn lightsaber.
Exactly.
Hello there.